is Spark Drive Time.
This is CKHC FM 96.9 Toronto.
Diversity is reflected every day in our daily lives, our programming, content, interviews, profiles. Let's celebrate this ninth edition together and join us on www.worldradioday.org.
There's something about that phrase, World Radio Day. It has a nice ring to it, yes. Radio stations and radio workers around the world take it as an opportunity to celebrate radio and to revel in the idea that there is some official recognition that radio is important. But there's much more to it than that. World Radio Day always has a theme. This year, it's diversity. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 4, Episode 7. One of the three aspects of diversity UNESCO wanted to investigate through this year's World Radio Day activities, leading up to February 13th, relates to diversity in editorial content and programming. Toronto has about 50 licensed over-the-air actual broadcast radio stations on AM and FM. As I explain in Season 4, Episode 5, there's a pretty diverse range of programming. Our friends at the University of Sunderland in the UK, which has a study abroad connection with Humber College in Toronto, where I teach and produce this show, also caught wind of World Radio Day. They proposed connecting our student radio stations to put some of our students on the radio with each other during their campus radio showtimes to let them experience an international radio hookup. Let's listen in. We start by connecting CKHCFM, Radio Humber in Toronto, with Spark Radio at the University of Sunderland, where student Pascal is doing his show, and we'll interview a student who is on the air at Radio Humber.
I wanted to ask you about World Radio Day. So you're chatting to me. What else are you guys doing for World Radio Day?
The World Radio Day is super important here, especially to us in the radio broadcasting program. A lot of our classes have a focus on World Radio Day. We've registered with the United Nations to say that we're celebrating World Radio Day here, and a lot of the radio on Radio Humber today will be focused on what makes radio so great and why the promotion of music and radio and the world's most consumed media source is so important.
That's absolutely fantastic. Tell me, I'm actually, when I go into the song break, I'm going to be jumping on your show and talking to you. Tell me about your show. What's it all about? I know, obviously, Canadian music. What else is going on?
Oh, totally. We talk about stuff locally. Like today, there was a subway derailment here, so everybody is going crazy with transit. It's really hard to get around the city today. And we just talk about fun stuff. I've been doing bits about Valentine's Day. The really nice thing about Radio Humber is that it allows us to really explore our creativity here on the radio. They don't really tell me that I have to talk only about Canadian music or I have to talk only about Canadian culture. It really gives us the tools to focus and find who we are as radio broadcasters in this industry and find a diverse group of topics and people to talk to, and like you.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying talking to me. I'm loving talking to you. I'm also doing stuff about Valentine's Day on my show today. I mean, great minds think alike. I'm going to go into some music now. It's been absolutely lovely talking to you, Sarah, from Radio Humber in Toronto, over 3,000 miles away. Through the power of telecommunication and radio, you are here talking to me. I'm going to play you guys some Jonas Brothers and some Flume. Let's get into this.
To find out what's going on in and around Sunderland, visit sparksunderland.com.
The interview you've been hearing airs only on Spark Radio in Sunderland. Now, we reverse the connection, and Sarah, who is on the air at Radio Humber in Toronto, interviews Pascal. We'll join them in progress as they explore the diversity of radio across the Atlantic.
So what kind of careers exist within radio broadcasting in the UK?
Oh, I mean, all sorts. The radio industry is quite big over here. I think we have one of the highest per capita of most countries, and we have the BBC, which is an institution. So we have a large sector of publicly funded radio content, as well as a massive commercial sector, a big community sector that's been around for about over 20 years now, and also student radio, hospital radio, prison radio, all sorts. It's a pretty big industry. It's shrunk a little bit with some deregulation recently from our regulatory agency Ofcom, but there's still plenty of jobs out there. And with podcasting and stuff, there's so many jobs in audio.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I know that you're doing your show right now. It's about 3:30-ish, 4 o'clock for you. What is your show about today, and how are you celebrating World Radio Day?
Well, I'm talking to you, but I also have one of our guys actually visited your university last year, so I'm going to have him down, chat with him. Good thing is, he also did an international show last year, so he's quite knowledgeable. I'm going to quiz him. I've got a list of radio station names. He's got to guess where in the world those radio stations are from.
Ooh.
Hope he's not listening. He's not a researcher. I'm going to be tweeting about World Radio Day and what an amazing experience it is, you know, connecting people like me and you, even though we're thousands of miles away.
Oh, exactly. It's so exciting to broadcast all the way across the ocean. And hey, I might actually steal that bit for the rest of my show. That sounds like a lot of fun.
This is perhaps one of the things radio does best. Exposes us to new voices, new ideas, new music. World Radio Day is recognized annually by the United Nations through its agency, UNESCO, each February 13th. What we can take from it can last much longer than just one day. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.